There are many users of high-performance computers. Here's this list from the Federal Report. It starts with a typical, practically irrelevant academic application, the study of quarks and their interactions from high-energy physics. That is a very major user of HPCC because these are four-dimensional computations, Monte Carlo. Practical industry is represented by the semiconductor industry, where MPPs are getting a little bit of use in VLSI design. The work of Tom DeFenty and others on the cave technology is an example of how visualization, graphics, and virtual reality can and indeed must use HPCC, not only to actually produce the rendering as opposed to rendering results produced by HPCC. Weather and ocean modeling is quite topical because NCAR chose to not buy not an MPP but rather a Japanese conventional supercomputer, whereas the European Center for Medium Range Weather Forecasting did buy an MPP. Oil industry is using quite a few MPPs in reservoir simulation and related applications. Automobile industry has mod issues mainly for crash simulation. Chemical pharmaceuticals, marginal, I would say, because the use is for new drugs, but that really isn't proven. Financial applications is more serious. They're using it for complex financial instruments such as Monte Carlo or other types of predictions of the future, say for instruments based on mortgages. Business applications, I guess they mean database, parallel Oracle and things like that. Airline industry, I don't think that's too real at the moment.